every day I'm talking to agents, putting in offers, working on, you know, all kinds of shows and genres. It's going well.
You mentioned the late, great Merle Haggard and what he did to spread the word. Talk about that a little bit.
When he came to play The Harvester, I mean, over the years I had worked with him, and we weren't, like, buddy buddies, but professionally we'd certainly run into each other a lot. And he agreed to come here and play. And he's a man of few words. Not once, but twice, he came up and he called me son. And he said, son, I just want you to know this is the best sounding room I think I've ever played in my life. And the second time he said it, I walked him out the door. His bus was parked in the back. He had walked all the way to the end of the building, and then he turned around and he came back and he said, I feel like I need to do something for you. And I went, oh. I said, well, you know, The Harvester, we have a family of volunteers, and their real joy is to get to meet the artists at the end of the night and have their picture taken with them. And he kind of rolled his eyes, because I know that's not something he wants to do. And he said, all right, I'll tell you what. Let the show end. Let me go to the bus and cool off for like 20 minutes. You get everybody together, and I'll come back in, and we'll do a group picture. And I said, well, thank you very much. He played his show. He went back to the bus. We had 50 people all here in one chair where he was going to sit. And he came in this door, and he sat down, and we took the picture. And I said, Merle, thank you so much. And he said, thank you. And then he stood up. And he didn't leave. He started going around and shaking people's hands. And he was in here for almost an hour, talking to people, signing autographs, having his picture taken individually. And then he went back with us. And that's the magic of The Harvester, you know. He felt that love, and he gave it right back.
I am Gene Marano. We're talking with Gary Jackson, general manager at the Harvester Performance Center in Rocky Mount, about the 2017 season just heating up. Emmylou Harris, Kris Kristofferson, Dwight Yoakam, and Charlie Daniels are among the more familiar names. Jackson has other personal favorites scheduled as well at the Harvester this year.
There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry.
On your bucket list should be Tom Rush. If you've never seen Tom Rush play, he is the most amazing, wonderful storyteller. And he stands on that stage, and through the whole night, he doesn't use a tuner. He's just, while he's telling you this, he takes you on a journey. It's just amazing. And the other is Richard Thompson from Fairport Convention fame, and Richard and Linda Thompson, and he's one of the world's greatest guitar players. Amazing guitar player and singer-songwriter. I mean, he just writes wonderful songs. The Bare Naked Ladies is going to be an arena show inside the Harvester. Dwight Yoakam's going to be an arena show inside the Harvester. You know, Emmylou, Kris Kristofferson. I mean, those tours are playing, you know, in front of 5,000 to 15,000 people a night. You know, and when they come here, we got to figure out a way to fit it in, and we have. We've had, you know, from Greg Allman to Government Mule. I had George Thurgood here. They're all, you know, I'm trying to figure out where to park semis and buses.
Talk about the fact that it looks like the Harvester turned a small profit for last year. You have to feel good about that.
Yeah, we haven't even finished our third year yet. You know, this April we'll have completed 3 years of music. Yeah, when I came to the town and put together, you know, the lack of a better word, business plan or whatever, I said it would take probably 5 years, so.
Must be doing something right.
So far.